77, the Grease Man here, Perkin. I'm sorry, I guess I got a lot of calls just now after I told that woman not to get married. A lot of people called up, said they're happily married. Okay, good, good. I'm glad you're happily married. Have a nice life. I hope it works out well. I guess I'm just bitter because of Estelle. I guess I had a bad experience, and so I let it turn me against it. You see, the thing when you get really familiar with somebody, just one false word and you can be launched into an argument. That's the one thing I couldn't stand about marriage. I kind of like it when you're still discovering each other, when you give each other the benefit of the doubt, when you smile and let things roll off your back. But, you know, you get a couple of years into a relationship and, what? What did you mean? What's that supposed to mean? And all of the little cutting remarks that bite deep. I remember one day we were having a real nice day. We were enjoying the sweet aftermath of Shangri-La, reading the Sunday papers there on the Posturepedic. Estelle looked at me and said, "You're the best, baby." I said, "So are you. And I've searched far and wide for somebody like you." She said, "What? What's that supposed to mean?" I said, "Nothing. I just searched far and wide." She said, "You mean you've gone through a lot of women looking for one like..." Well, I said, "No, I haven't gone through a lot of women." She said, "How many people have you been with?" I said, "Well, how many people have you been with?" She said, "Two. You and the boy I dated all through high school." And that didn't really count because it was kind of a unsure thing. I'm not even sure whether it really happened. Frankly, it was dark. And... "All right, now I told you, now you tell me." I said, "Well, I left up a few. About two." She said, "Now, come on. I know you met with more than that." I said, "Well, all right, about 200. She said, "200! 200! I said, "Well, you asked me. You shouldn't ask me questions. You don't want to hear the answers to it." She said, "200! Or you seize pig! You're a pig! Fuck! That's what you deserve! You're a pig!" And she ran over to the window. She threw the window open. She said, Listen, everybody! Your next door neighbor, the man you see cutting the grass on Sundays, he's been with 200 people! He's a veritable male sleaze bag! I can't believe I sleep in the same bed with him! I feel dirty! My skin is dirty! I'm gonna clean myself with lava! Lava, let the pumice wash him off me! The man is a pig! An abomination!" I said, "Abomination? You wanna talk pigs? You wanna talk pigs, you sleaze bag? You're the real pig! Look at the way you let yourself go. Sure, I'm bold and proud and bulky. I can hobble with 200 people because I can get 200 people. You would have done it too if you could have, but you're a slob. Look at your fat behind in those ski pads. You call yourself a woman. You're not a woman. You're an animal. An animal that can walk and talk and breathe air. And you're stinking up the air around me." She said, "Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you." I said, "No, let me tell you something. I hate the very ground you stand on, you stop." And I grabbed her. I'm banging her head against the wall. I threw her out the driveway. I said, "Get out. Get out and take all your stuff with you." And I'm kicking her down the driveway. She's going four steps and I'm kicking her tuckers. She ran for the car. I said, "That's not my car." She said, "Oh, yes, it is. I'll get in a divorce." I said, "No, you won't." I grabbed her. I'm thumping her head against the side of the car. When somebody tapped my head on the shoulder, somebody tapped his head on my shoulder and said, "Hey." I said, "What do you want, buddy? What do you want?" He said, I'm the man from the adoption agency. Are you the Greaseman Allies?" I said, "Yes, I am. Estelle, this is the man from the adoption agency. Come in, sir. Can I get you a cup of tea?"
Man wrote the book on craziness, and he will be signing autographs right after the show. The Grease, DC 101.
Okay.